behalf of the family, let me thank you for your attendance here this afternoon. Most of all, for your prayers for them in these days. I say days because today, Lois is absent from the body, present with the Lord. The grieving is here. There's no grief on the other side. Lois Britt Tillman, age 77, died the 29th of April, was born January 15, 1938. Today, as we join together for this home-going service, we look to the Lord for our strength and our help. In John chapter 14, our Lord, wanting to comfort His disciples, gave them these words shortly before His departure. Do not let your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in Me. In My Father's house there are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. For I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I'll come again, receive you unto Myself, that where I am, there you may be also. That's all any child ever wants, is to be safely with their parent. And you know the way where I'm going. And Thomas said to him, Lord, we do not know where you're going. How do we know the way? And Jesus said, you remember these words? I am the way, the only way, the truth, only truth, the life, the only life. There's no other way, there's no other truth, there's no other life. Jesus is exclusive in His salvation. Let's pray together. And Lord, right now, I ask You to come with Your power, come with Your strength, come personally, Lord, for this family who needs to hear from You today, who needs Your comfort. Your presence, Lord, is always enough, because, Lord, You are Lord of heaven and earth. You are Lord of life and Lord of death. I thank You today. We come not as hopeless, but as hopeful people. Thank You for Your presence here now. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen.
Of holiness, we see You, Son of Righteousness, so we bring all that we possess to lay at Your feet. In the place where Your glory shines, Jesus, lover of all mankind, You have drawn us with pause at Your gates once more, as my heart and my spirit soar, and I wish I could love my God and my King. Is there tribute that I could bring? Was there ever a song to sing that could ever express my King? That You've done. Could I ever conceive of this? All the depths and the heights and breadths of the riches I now possess because of Your love. So I pause at your gates once more, as my heart and my spirit soar, and I wish I could love you more, my God and my King. So I pause at your gates once more, as my heart and my spirit soar, and I wish I could love you more, my God and my King. Is there tribute that I could bring? Was there ever a song to sing that could ever express my King? The work that you've done, could I ever conceive? Could I ever conceive of this? All the depths and the heights and breadths of the riches I now possess because of your love. So I pause at your gates once more, as my heart and my spirit soar, and I wish I could love God and my King.
How long have you known Lois? Well, I know three people here that have known Lois all their life, at least, and there are many others. I want to give you a chance right now. I thought it was very neat the way that Fox and Weeks put it on their website about write what you will miss about her. I want to give you a chance. If you want to stand up and say a word of memory about her, we'll give you that chance now. A brief story. Y'all didn't see the pictures out there. You need to take a look at some of those pictures that are out there on the table.
Before Lois had to go into the home, we used to go down every afternoon and bring her to our house at this point. And there are a lot of times that she would come down and eat. And watch TV. And it's so hard to wake her up to have it.
I know. It's a great role model for our.
I wondered if you were going to let that pass, but glad to know it's. The magic is still working. Yes, sir. Anyone else? Yeah, she got the tag out that shot him off as the kissing bandit. I went out there to see her one day, and I saw this man. I'd never met him before. He's walking out of the place, and he had these lips, red lipstick all over his face. And I went in and found out why, because I was the next man that came out with the lipstick all over my face. Oh, that we would all retain that on a daily basis. Well, as I was thinking about, I was trying to remember, I think I was 25 years old when I remember meeting her. And I'm thinking about life and all that has happened in between. Think about God's Word. Now, right now, in the next couple of minutes, I'd ask you to dismiss your presuppositions about the Bible being this holy book that's way over here that has nothing to do with our everyday life. And today, embrace what I'm about to read to you as Paul speaking to people he loved who were going through the same things that we're going through right now. Got it? Just like you're reading a letter of encouragement. Now, I just want to read through this passage because I knew exactly what I was going to share today. There's no doubt in my mind. So I want you to hear this, okay? Ready? This is from 2 Corinthians chapter 4. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels. What treasure is that? And God breathed into man the breath of life. And man became what? A living soul. Our sister. So that the surpassing greatness of the power will be of God and not of ourselves. The power we need today is not a power that we can gin up, but something that we can receive as the Lord sends it down. We're afflicted in every way, but not crushed. Is this where you are? Perplexed, but not despairing. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Struck down, but not destroyed. Have you had any of those feelings lately? Don't lie. Tell the truth. Always carrying about in the body the dying of Jesus. You see, when Jesus died, Scripture says He was tempted in all points like as we, yet without sin. He experienced everything in life that we experience. So when we come to Him as Savior, we come to someone who knows all our feelings. He's not some remote God. He's God with us. Emmanuel, that was His name. Remember? So that the life of Jesus may also be manifested in our body. So as we experience this dying, and isn't it interesting at a funeral, as we're thinking about dying, what does it always make us think about? Life. Life. And life abundant. Life in Him. We, at a funeral, we begin to look at the eternal questions, the things that matter about life. For we who live are constantly being delivered over to death for Jesus' sake. It was suffering that was taking place. Suffering's taking place today. So that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our mortal flesh. So even as we suffer, what do we see? What happened? When we watched Lois suffer, what did it cause us to do who know the Lord? It caused us to go to the Lord in her behalf. And pray that He would come and deliver her from her suffering. It drew us closer to the Lord, not further away. So death works in us, but life works in you. Do you see the juxtaposition there of life and death? But having the same spirit of faith, according to what is written, I believe, therefore I spoke. We also believe, therefore we also speak. So we're speaking today what we believe. We're speaking it out. And I hope you're hearing this. Knowing that He raised the Lord Jesus will raise us also with Jesus and will present us with you. What's our hope today? When we go out to the cemetery today, I'm going to read a passage that will talk about the resurrection from the dead. Yes, He died, but 3 days later, He arose again Work completed. He ascended back to the Father and is waiting for that time when He will come and take us to be with Him forever. For all things are for your sake, so that the grace which is spreading to more and more people may cause the giving of thanks to abound to the glory of God. He talks about this grace and an outpouring of grace happening. Grace, what does that mean? Getting something you don't deserve. Let me ask you. Did Lois deserve salvation? Let's get more personal. Do I deserve salvation? None of us does. It's a gift of grace. And what Paul was watching was this outbreak of grace that was happening in their lives. Therefore, we do not lose heart, but though our outer man is decaying, let me ask you, was Lois's outer man decaying? I can feel the outer man decaying today. I washed my car yesterday and my knees are just screaming at me today. Is the outer man decaying? Is that going on in our life? Scripture says it's appointed unto man once to die. So yes, yet our inner man is being renewed every day. Because we who know Him, we know He has saved us in our spirit that shall live with Him forever. And yeah, we're going to get the glorified body one day too. For momentary light affliction is producing for us an eternal weight of glory far beyond all comparison. So what's He saying there? He's saying that even when I think about the fact that I have aches and pains and the outside, this flesh is dying, even in the middle of that, the glory that I see of the Lord in the presence of the Lord far outshines that. What's your hope today for Lois? What's your hope? Your hope is happy reunion one day. Just like that. Click, click, it happened. Absent from the body, we're going to read it in just a second. Present with the Lord. While we look not at the things which are seen, but the things that are not seen. For the things that are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. We can't see with our physical eyes that eternal nature. He gives us a glimpse occasionally. But we know that the earthly tent, Paul calls this body a tent, which is our house, is torn down. But we have a building from God, a house not made with hands, eternal in heaven. What's he talking about here? That he's building us up as his people that are going to spend forever with him. Let me ask you, name one promise that you know Jesus has broken that speaks of in this book. You can't name one. But he's fulfilling every single one. We can take it to the bank. For indeed in this house we groan. I don't understand Alzheimer's disease. I've got a lot of questions for the Lord. There are many diseases. I don't understand disease, but what I do know is that as Paul was speaking this, he was speaking and identifying with us. That groaning, that suffering. But as we groan, we are longing to be clothed with our dwelling from heaven. You know, this lady I knew years ago, I got to know her very late in her life. And I got to see her and the shine of Jesus in her life. And I remember watching her die. I was right there. I was there when she died. But I remember watching her life as the light of this life and living in this earthly tent got dimmer. But the brightness of the glory of God and His eternal plan for her life got stronger. That's what happens with every believer. It happened with Lois. Inasmuch as we, having put it on, will not be found naked. For indeed, while we're in this tent, we groan, being burdened, because we not want to be unclothed, but to be clothed, so that what is mortal will be swallowed up by life. He spoke of that in 1 Corinthians. That said, when this mortal shall put on immortality, then shall come to pass the saying. Now he prepared us for this very purpose is God, who gave us the Spirit as His pledge. I felt it again and again as we watched Lois disintegrate in her physical health, but feeling the very presence of the Spirit of God. Now listen to me closely. When a person has Alzheimer's, you feel like that person has gone away. Their personality, the changes that take place, the things that go in their lives. Well, let me tell you something that hasn't changed. Their spirit. As the Lord is still working in them. And you could feel His Spirit, even though You see the physical body that is going away. God still has His hand on that person. The Spirit is still there. The Holy Spirit is there. Therefore, be always of good courage, knowing that while we're at home in the body, we're absent from the Lord. For we walk by faith, not by sight. We're of good courage, I say, and prefer rather to be absent from the body and to be at home with the Lord. Therefore, we also have as our ambition, whether at home or absent, to be pleasing to Him. The Lord decided it was enough this week. And it was time for Lois to be absent from the body and present with the Lord. Let me tell you some things I know. I know today Lois is no longer suffering. Just like that. I know today she's gotten her memory. I know today that the Jesus that she called out to over and over and over again, that she is basking in His presence. I know that. How do I know that? That's what He said. I believe it. And so what is there for us? We call the second coming of Jesus, it's called the blessed hope. Hope. Not in a definition of hope that we have in our modern society, but in a biblical definition of hope. Our definition of hope is something that's a maybe. In the Bible, hope is a sure thing. You can count it. You can count on the Lord. The Lord has come Let me read one more passage to you. And I close with this. In 1 Corinthians 15, excuse me, in Romans chapter 7. For I joyfully concur with the law of God in the inner man. Talks about that inner man. For I see a different law in the members of my body waging against the law of my mind and making me prisoner of the law of sin which is in my members. Wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? What's the answer? Do you know? Thanks be to God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Thanks be to God through Jesus Christ our Lord. He is the answer today. He's the God of all comfort. And He is with you now. The same Jesus that brought our sister home is the same Jesus who is here right now bringing His comfort and His love to you. He knows your hurt. He knows your feeling. Scripture says He's touched with the feeling of our infirmity. Why not today? Say, Lord, I need you. And instead of trying to describe to Him what you want Him to do, which you may not know, I just hurt. I got a brand new little grandbaby. You know, he wakes up in the middle of the night, he hollers. He doesn't know what he's hollering about. I'm wet, I'm hungry, I hurt, whatever. But his response is to holler out. And somebody comes to his aid. That's what Jesus will do for you today. Let Him come to your aid. Let's pray together. Lord, we thank You for the life of our sister. I thank You for the good times, the ups, the downs, the all around. Lord, I thank You, Lord, that the testimony of Lois's life, she loved You. She committed her life to You a long time ago, and I thank You for that. And I thank You for the forgiveness of sin and a brand new life that all of us have in You and in eternity that is all about You, Jesus. But I thank You, Lord, that You do not leave us comfortless. You said You would send Your Holy Spirit, and Your Holy Spirit is here right now bringing comfort. You're the God of all comfort, and I pray Your comfort right now upon this family. May they feel You, Lord. Gary and Kevin, Lisa, all the family, everybody, God, may they feel Your presence underneath the everlasting arms. So hold them up today. Bring comfort and guidance and the surety one day of happy reunion for all who know You as Savior and as Lord. Pray God today they'll feel that and know that. Thank You. Thank You for Your love and care. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen.